I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A Vatican spokesperson has called the abuses detailed in the grand jury report on clergy sexual abuse in six dioceses in Pennsylvania, quote, criminal and morally reprehensible. In a statement, the head of the Vatican press office, Greg Burke, said that the Vatican feels, quote, shame and sorrow over the report and that, quote, victims should know that the Pope is on their side. The statement also called for the church to learn from the past and to hold those responsible for the abuse and those who allowed it to happen accountable. President Trump has said he expects to, quote, quickly revoke the security clearance for Bruce Orr, an official for the Justice Department, calling him a, quote, disgrace. Orr has come under intense scrutiny for his contacts to Glenn Simpson, the co-founder of Fusion GPS, which is the opposition research firm that hired former British spy Christopher Steele during the 2016 presidential election to assemble the dossier on Trump. Orr's wife, Nellie, worked for Fusion GPS during the campaign as well. President Trump has canceled plans for a Veterans Day military parade, blaming the, quote, ridiculously high cost. Yesterday, U.S. officials stated the event could cost upwards of $92 million, which was three times the amount the White House had first suggested. On Twitter, Trump accused the city of D.C. and politicians of inflating prices. Trump also said that instead of a parade, he would now be going to an event at Andrews Air Force Base on another day, and on Veterans Day itself, will go to Paris for events marking the centennial end of fighting in World War I. While media coverage of clergy sex abuse scandals in the United States, Chile, and Australia continues, Ireland's media has also been focusing on a story of a top Vatican official who attempted to have Irish government officials back deals that would protect church records of abuse allegations and how much the church can be held financially responsible. Ireland's former president, Mary McAleese, stated that in November of 2003, Cardinal Angelo Sodano, who was the Vatican Secretary of State at the time, approached her about protecting church records. Ireland's former foreign minister, Dermot Ahern, stated he was approached by Sodano as well in November of 2004. Cardinal Sodano, who is now the Dean of the College of Cardinals, has not responded to the claims. Pope Francis will be traveling to Ireland next weekend for the World Meeting of Families. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.